Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to not the penultimate episode, not the first episode, not a little shitty mid-episode. We don't have any of those anyways.
No.
But welcome to the season finale of Closing Time. Season 3 of the CTP, baby. We are here.
That's right. Cue the music. It's the final countdown. That's us. We are Papa Doo. We're coming to you for the final episode of season 3. It's going to be a good time. Thank you guys for all your continued support. You might be thinking to yourselves, how are they going to top all this great work that they've already done? Oh, we're thinking of ways. We've got ways. We're going to be those guys. We're topping your story. We're topping our own stories with better stories, better jokes, better lines, better zigs, better zags. Stay tuned, you dicks.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
So, as the season's closing, another season of school is arising. I thought I was done. I thought I was finished.
Yeah.
Because you're finished.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Everybody give Milan a round of applause. Give him his flowers.
Yeah, I like tulips. Give me the lips. I take it back. That's edited out.
That is staying in the episode.
That's taking it out. I prefer roses.
So after Milan declared his love for lips.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, he's done school and he's
and it doesn't it show that I'm so educated now?
Yeah.
After I just butchered
exactly.
that.
Exactly. A degree in everything and you're still a big fucking moron.
Yeah, well.
But aren't we all?
Are we all? Do we all have more to learn? And as I say, when one door closes, another door opens. And in Braden's case, he actually walked out of the door into the street and he walked into a whole new house. He thought he was done. He was like, hey, never entered this building before. Turns out it was the same building all along.
Exactly.
Entered right back into the heart of the Université
of Winnipeg. I don't care. I'll say it.
There
I'm
we
going
go.
Back. I got to finish two little classes, two little three.
Two little loser classes, actually.
Rinky dink classes. no, I got to finish two classes to get my degree. I already have a diploma, so I'm double educated, way more educated than Milan. No, just kidding. So yeah, I have to go back.
He has two half diplomas.
Yeah, basically. but I'm going back to get the rest of that degree and taking two classes. First one is an anthropology class.
Oh, nice. I've been to their store, Anthropologie, at the mall.
Yeah, very good soaps.
Yeah, good soaps, good scents.
So that one's very interesting. We got a lot of people. It's like a class. I always think it's weird because I haven't taken Zoom classes with the U of W before.
Tooken.
Fucking whatever. I don't even care. I'm not an English major, so it's fine. I do write for a living, though, so maybe I should get that fixed.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy to me because I haven't taken any... fuck off. I haven't been enrolled in any classes online at the University of Winnipeg.
Right.
Okay? So I haven't had to deal with, pretentious assholes typing in a chat.
Oh, that's the worst. Nothing worse than that.
So for this anthropology class, there's like 150 people in this fucking online.
150 people signed up for anthropology?
I don't know if it's 150. That might be over-exaggerated. Probably like 75.
Holy hell.
But it's an intro course, so that's why.
Right.
And people are just yammering on in the chat discussion about horseshit. This guy's talking about, I don't know, fucking theory and stuff like that. And
theory? What a dick.
People are trying to connect to it like through their
own
life.
Theories?
No.
Jeez, what a bunch of jerks.
With their own personal lives.
Oh, I hate them already.
Exactly. But it's like, this guy's, it's a lecture. You know, you just sit there and you listen. You don't interact.
Yeah, he gives you the lecture.
So he's going through the comments reading these people's bullshit stories about how their great auntie was actually part of the fucking Sudanese tribe.
Holy hell.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
they're doing ancestry.com.
What do you say to that? Like, he talks about this, like, he talked about the Sudanese tribe, right?
Right.
And somebody goes, oh, my great ancestors are from there.
Yeah.
But like after that, what do you really say? Oh, cool.
Cool.
Well, he
I'm
said,
a big fan.
And then he said, well, maybe we can get you to talk more about that later. It's yeah. like, what is she going to say?
yeah. Yeah. That's actually all I knew about that. Yeah,
that's all I had. anyways. And I'm taking this other class.
Oh, hell yeah. This class is the real... This is the real dumpster fire here.
Oh, God. It's a class of 11 people at nice. UW, so you know it's going to be a disaster already because it's a discussion-based class.
Oh, God.
And should I say the name?
I wouldn't give the name of the guy, but...
No, but the name of the class.
Should give the name of the class.
Yeah, it's called Culture Wars, which is like an interesting topic, you know? It's like a lot of relevant information and topical information.
Did you get that from the textbook?
I actually didn't even buy it.
The information in this book will both be relevant and interesting. So.
And topical.
And topical. Until next year, well, it will surprisingly be not topical.
So the first thing that happens is we each have to go around the class to introduce ourselves.
Right.
We have to say our name, our major, what year we're in, why we took this class, which I always think is a bullshit question.
Why I took this class? Because I'm looking for a degree, actually.
Yeah.
This is one step closer to getting my paper and never seeing any of you jerks again.
Literally. That's what you always want to say.
Yeah.
Then you're going to come up with some bullshit. Like, you know, I actually thought that the relevancy of this course was pertinent. And you're just saying random fucking stupid words.
Yeah.
And what the last book you read is, which if you've listened to the podcast before, you know I don't have a good track record.
Yeah. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Kevin Hart's biology. I've said all the dumbest shit. Okay. So... it's going in alphabetical order from A's first names to Z's, right? So clearly I'm going to be near the top, Brayden. If you're not considering Sully, I would have been Sully at the bottom.
Right.
My real name is Brayden.
Yeah, you're at the top.
So I'm at the top, like always. I'm on top. Well, not always. So we're going around the class, and the first couple of people that go up, they're saying just like random shit about the teacher, which I thought was bizarre.
About the teacher?
Yeah.
Nice haircut, buddy.
No. They're going... Oh, you know, I'm trying to think of a fake name. Mr. Jake, let's just say.
Okay.
I've taken a couple of Mr. Jake's classes before, and, you know, that's why I wanted to take this course is because I just love learning from him.
It's like,
okay, there's 11 people in this class, dude. We're online. You don't need to, what, are you going to suck his punch through the screen? You know?
You got to be for saying lips. You just say suck his punch. I couldn't even locate that on Da Vinci's anatomical body there. Point to the pooch. I put my hands in my pockets. That's what I do.
You just volunteer somebody else. Angelica, you want to take this one?
Yeah, so holy, you got this guy trying to do that to the guy, offer him sexual favors in advance for grades. So what happened after that?
Yeah, well, it's not only one person, multiple people. So I'm thinking, like, what's the benefit of you doing this?
Yeah.
You know, so it gets to me, and everybody's talking about their last favorite book. One person's, he specifically said... Nobody can use books that you've read in class.
Right.
You know, a third of the class went, I read this book in class, but I think it's really interesting. Yeah. No, you didn't. You didn't read this because you thought it was interesting. You read it because you had to read it. And there's like maybe two-thirds of the class had never read a fucking book in their life. And one-third of the class was like the biggest, smartest reader I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. So they're reading fucking, I don't even know.
What, do they read off their whole catalog?
Yeah, they're reading the fucking encyclopedias. I don't know.
They keep a list in their phone.
Yeah. So, so then it gets to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hi, my name is Brayden Solberg. This is my last year, hopefully, you know? Crack a little couple jokes there. And then I'm in so-and-so program. Why I took this course, I said... Because this is what I literally said verbatim.
Yeah.
I said, I took this course because, you know, I'm working in the marketing field, and I thought that out of the courses that I could take, this made the most sense to helping progress progress as a writer in the marketing
world. Oh, good for you.
And then
progress. I like progress.
I know. I threw lots of smart words in there. I could tell that his punch got a little excited.
Yeah, it probably goes tightly wound.
Yeah, I didn't even have to kiss his punch.
Oh, my God.
So I said that, and then favorite book. I had a book beside me, Ready to Rock, showed it to the screen.
Yeah.
Local, it was a local author.
Holy
impressed.
Smokes.
But the way I said it was not the same, like besides like the, why did I take this course?
Right.
The other answers were very me sounding, you know?
Yeah.
Like sort of even when I get online, for some reason I get a little bit douchey if there's other people in the class.
So. Oh, really?
My name's Brayden Solberg. It should be my last year, hopefully. Ha ha. You know? Like, why am I talking like this?
Who is this personality I've adopted?
I'm taking this program, and I think this class would be sick because, like, it looks dope and awesome. No, I didn't say that. But yeah, like, that's the equivalent of what I sounded like saying the other stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a disaster, right?
Right.
But then I'm surveying the class, and I could see that there's a lot of opinionated people, and I'm thinking this is going to be a gong show.
Oh, of course. So there's going to be...
In season four,
it might even be a culture war.
There might very well be.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it's we're recording at
communications
12:38, and I'm not communications drunk.
Student. There
I'm
you
not
go.
Hammered. Then whatever. So there's going to be a lot of dialogue, a lot of healthy unhealthy dialogue going on in class. I can see it happening already. But the funniest thing I thought was that the teacher, after we introduce ourselves, he introduces himself, right?
Yeah.
And he starts listing off like all of his accomplishments and shit that he's done.
Right.
And then he starts talking in lengths about his, not practicum, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, what's the final paper that they write?
Dissertation.
He's going in depth about his dissertation about God knows what.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, as a student in university, it's not like I pay money to take these courses.
Right.
But I never go online and search up, like, what's his dissertation about? That's going to decide whether or not I take his course, you know?
Yeah. You know you're always fucked when you have to read some academic journal and you don't understand the title? You're like, what the hell is this about? And then you read the little summary box, and then you go, Jesus, this could be a long read. Is this the same guy who assigned you a 35-page paper about creating your own society?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He wants you to write your own book about – and also, by the way, create a new world for people to live on. And it's funny how, like, he'll just say that. He doesn't even blink. Like, but then this course, I expect you all to be able to create a new world. And then explain it to me in a 35-page paper, actually.
And then I look around the room. I go, somebody put your hand up if you're fucking J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not creating a whole alternate universe here. That's not happening.
Yeah. You know what I would do? Because I couldn't get along with this guy. In the first paragraph, you make your world like with like goblins and ghouls and all that. She's like, this guy writing fantasy, you know? In my world, they're actually goblins rule all there at the top. And after that, ghouls.
Of course.
After that, I think the snickerdoodles will be at number the three spot. Yeah. And us people will be at the bottom. And this actually reflects your work of Marx and the Communist Manifesto that you like to talk about 24/7. And yes, this is my plan. Yeah. And you just be like, there's no ghouls in Marx. It's like, well, I'm a Marxman, and give me a ghoul, buddy. I'll bullseye every time. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Call me Kingpin. Yeah. Call me Bullseye. Fuck, yeah, no, it's weird.
Can I tell about what I did with this guy when I shook his hand for no reason?
Yeah, please tell that.
So anyway, this guy, his whole way of like teaching is he's like, you can just hand it in whenever you finish it. And I hate that. Just give me a deadline, I'll finish it then, you know?
Yeah.
I'll do it the night before, and I'll get a fucking A-. Happens every time. Not a big deal, not bragging. Thanks for coming. So anyway, I didn't do anything because he didn't tell me to. And then he's like, so all of your papers should be returned by tomorrow. And I'm just like, what the hell? So I start writing this paper. Bomb. I wrote it in between classes. I bust out 2,000 words in an hour and a half. And I wrote my paper about how if Facebook owned Instagram, things would be different because Facebook's just a bunch of cocks because this guy hates Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Didn't really look in, didn't check the game notes. Turns out Facebook does own Instagram. So that paper was just a fucking wash. I somehow worked my way out of that into getting that washed. And he's like, okay, whatever, just hand in the next one. And then somehow the final paper comes before the next one, I guess. Because I go to class, he's like, hey, I'm looking forward to reading everybody's final papers. And half the class is going like half the class are all idiots like me going like, there's a fuck, what? When did he say final paper? And he's like, yeah, it was in your syllabus. I was like, you're hiding the final paper?
Yeah.
You douche. I think that should be something that at least was written on the board, not hidden in the tucked away cabinet.
Hidden in the depths of the fucking syllabus that nobody ever reads after the first day.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, I go up to this guy and I'm like, well, I got to go into salesman mode here. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I go up to him like, hey, what did you call him, Jacob?
Jake, yeah, Dr. Jake.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Jake the Snake, my guy. So I'm having a small problem with my final paper. He's like, you know those were due today, right? I was like, oh, I know. But here's the thing. I'm not going to hand in substandard work. That's just not something I believe in. I do work. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. That's something my grandfather instilled in me. You do something once, you do it right. And if not, you do it again, do it better. That's just my, that's something I live by. He's looking at me like, I don't care what your grandpa told you. So then I'm just buying time.
Yeah.
As I'm just bullshitting, I'm vomiting out of my mouth. I'm thinking of the real reason why I need an extension, right?
Yeah.
So I go, that's just not, I don't stand for that. And I'm just having a lot of trouble researching. You know, there's not a lot of topics out there about this subject you gave us. And he goes, well, what's your topic? I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, I think that it was something mass communications. That was a class or something. I was like, my topic is, long pause, mass communications, mass comunicado communications, and the problems of the ethics of the system of the deliverer of the message. I just threw out 8 words that he said throughout the course, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, where did you look? I was like, well, fucking Google doesn't have a lot of stuff on that. And he goes, well, you don't use Google. You got to use the student library. I was like, well, I don't know how to use a student library. He never taught us that. And he's like, okay, now he's talking to me like, maybe I'm not smart enough to be at any university at all. Yeah. And maybe I should go back to trade school. He's going, okay. And he's kind of talking to me like I'm 5 years old. He's like really, he's bending down to my level because he's a tall guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, go to the library. There's going to be a guy there named Glenn. He's my guy. He's going to teach you about how to research. And he'll show you how to use a system. He'll show you how to get good grades. He's like, okay, I don't need a slow, drawn-out good grade. He's he'll a show good you how to guy.
Be, he'll show you how to be responsible.
Yeah, he'll tie your shoes.
He'll teach you how to tie a Windsor knot.
Yeah, that's like how he's talking to me. Like he's my stepdad.
Yeah.
I want to blast this guy in the face, right? What? I do. So I go, oh, okay, I'll tie a Windsor knot. Kind of like not mocking him.
Yeah.
I go, well, it was good meeting you, buddy. He's like, what? You've been in this class all year. I stick my hand out. I give him a fucking clencher of a handshake, just like my father taught me. I walked out of the class. I never came back. I just never liked that guy. What a!
I just want to know what your thought process was when you got home. Like, I feel like you're, no,
like,
I feel shit. Like, I feel like you're on the bus. Did he give you the extension?
Yeah, he did, but I still didn't do it. Yeah, I was like, fuck this class.
Gives you the extension.
I'm going to see
gives
Glenn.
You the extension, and you're sitting on the bus, and you're like, fucking Windsor knot.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, that guy was, he's a very,
Like, what was your breaking point to say, like, fuck this class?
After that whole ordeal.
But, like, was it right after, or were you, like, going to do it?
My breaking point in that class, I might have told this story already on the podcast years ago, was I was in the class, and it's all discussion-based, man. Because it's healthy dialogue, you know, all that bullshit he always says. So, I mean, we're talking about truth for half an hour. Truth. He's like, you guys go into groups, small groups, and I want to see you talk about truth. I was like, I think this guy just like gets off on like people not understanding things, you know? Because I'm sitting there, and he just walks around like a hawk. Like he just kind of listens like... Like he walks down the aisle and listens to what everyone's saying, and then you have like an asshole have to be like, yes, truth, it's fucking hard to tell what's real, what's not, just so he hears you talking.
Yeah.
So I say there, this guy, he's talking about, he's like, one time I had a debate about truth. Me and my buddies are in it's like dad's basement talking about we decided that there were only two real kinds of truth. There's capital T truth. And there's little t truth. I'm like, first of all, it would be lowercase t.
Yeah.
Not little t. Not little t truth, buddy. That's another, that sounds like a rap name. Little t truth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he's like, so we're talking, and at the end of the day, I mean, I thought to myself, everything's little t truth. The only capital T truth is that we're here and that we're living. And I go, whoo, smells like weed. Anybody smell weed? Anybody in the group? This guy smokes a lot of weed. You can tell. He's a fucking big weed smoker. And he goes, I do smoke marijuana. And I've been very candid about that. I think everyone in this class can just blow me already. Like, you've been candid about that? What are you, a politician?
No, I was going to say, it sounds like you're like, you just walked into like a AA meeting. And
I know.
A lot of people.
I was just trying to like lighten it up a little bit. This guy's going about his childhood. He doesn't know if his sister was there for him or not. And it's only a little t-truth. And it's just horrible.
He goes, let's break off into groups and talk about truth. He comes back, everybody's just crying.
My dad's a fucking liar. He's a liar. I always knew he was a liar.
It all started when I was 7. My dad told me I was a little shit for the first time.
Oh, it's horrible. So then, anyways, you're back to doing this shit.
I'm back to doing this shit. Can I talk about one pet peeve I have about school and then we'll move on?
Yeah, sure.
My one pet peeve is like, we've been in Zoom classes. We've been online school for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And at first, you know, it was nice to see everybody's like dogs and cats, you know?
Yeah.
Nice little break from the day. Oh my God, it's a cat in the background or it's a cat on their lap. But now it's just a distraction. And as quite frankly, it's bothering me.
Quite frankly.
Quite frankly.
Jeez.
When I was in that first class, this girl's got a fucking puppy in her shirt.
In her shirt?
In her shirt, like wrapped up.
I call that sweater puppies.
So this teacher's trying to teach.
Aw, that guy should have got a laugh. Sweater puppies, come on.
Not your best, man. Not your best at all. So then this teacher's trying to teach the lesson, right? Oh, right. It's trying to go over the syllabus, and nobody wants to hear that shit. They just want to get through it, right?
Yeah.
And there's about three people who come in. Oh, my God. Jessica, is that a dog in your shirt?
Yeah.
She goes...
You just hear a... Meow!
Yeah. And she starts like smiling, you know, and then the teacher pauses and he's like, oh, we have a comment here. Question?
Yeah.
Oh, is there... He reads it like a fourth grader. I don't know why he does. He's like, oh, is that a dog in your shirt? Oh, Jessica, is that a dog in your shirt that people want to know? She goes, yes, this is my dog, Louie.
Yeah.
You know, he's not feeling well, so this is his happy place.
Did he bob out through her neck hole? Like, yeah. She's got two heads.
Literally, like, just his one head was like right by her face.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, this is Louie. You know, he's not feeling well, and this is his happy place right here, snuggled up with me. And so, you know, he might be here from time to time. And I'm like, no. You know, we're in a professional work environment here. We're in fourth year class.
Yeah.
Get your fucking Louie out of here.
Oh, my God. It's the worst. I had a class with a girl. She was like, it was like Animal House at her house, except with real animals. Because she would always take class on the floor. Like, she would lie on her stomach on the floor.
Yeah.
And then her dog and cat would literally walk right over the keyboard. So I'm trying to focus on the lecture.
Yeah.
I'm literally looking at a dog's sticky asshole swinging back and forth in the camera. Yeah. He's tap dancing on her cat's feet, are pressing the keys and writing messages in the chat.
Fucking.
The teacher's gonna go, sorry, we're gonna chat, come again. She's like, oh, that was just my cat. I was like, ASDGF. I was like, fuck this girl already.
Literally. Or the people that you're in, like, you go do a breakout group and you're trying to get, you have a project due, right? So you're trying to get your work done.
Right.
And then somebody's like, you guys want to meet my cat? You guys want to meet my dog fucking Grover? You know? Yeah. You're like, no.
Yeah.
We have 10 minutes to do this. I don't give a shit. I love dogs.
Yeah.
If a dog walks through the background, nice.
Yeah. You
know? A little dog walk. Nice little break from the class. I like to see a dog every once
in a while. Well, that was the problem. That's what got this girl so inspired, is one time her dog walked by, big Doberman Pinscher walks by, and everyone's like, oh, what a little cutie. I was like, that thing's a fucking beast. Yeah. Not a little cutie. Yeah. It's far from California cuties oranges.
Yeah.
This guy's huge, you know? And then, so then her dog walks by with big swinging balls in the background. I was calling him cute. I didn't think he was cute. I thought it was more of a majestic beast. Then... She's like, this is my thing. My personality is my animals.
Yeah.
So then she gave everyone a full view of the underside of her animals.
Literally. While they tapped. I've seen fucking puckered cat asshole. I don't want to see it anymore.
Puckered cat asshole. It's my favorite punk band. let us hear it one more time for puckered cat asshole.
We are puckered cat asshole. Thank you, Soaker!
Yeah. Then they puke on the audience or something, punk rock.
They all turn around, they have cattails on.
Well, we're also going to talk about it. So now, you're back into school. I'm just out of school. And we both agreed, when you close that laptop, because my exams took me right to December 23rd, like 2 days before Christmas, right? Yeah. And then, bam, Christmas was there. And then now, in January, I'm finally like, holy shit, this is real. And you're just like a man without a country. Like, you wake up and it's like you're 7 years old again. Mm-hmm. The day is just yours. You were saying to me, you start reevaluating things. You're like, maybe I can be a motocross racer. Like,
literally, you're doing the thing where you're like, what do you want to be when you're grown up? You're already grown up.
Yeah.
You
know? You officially are grown up.
I could be an astronaut.
Yeah.
I could be a motocross racer. I could be a... There's one that... was that one kid who picked a really realistic goal?
Yeah.
I could be a construction worker. It's like, you could be a construction
worker. I went to middle school with one girl. You know when they say in the middle school book, like, what do you want to be when you're older? Right. She wrote, I want to work at Dairy Queen. I was like, setting the bar low.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be disappointed.
I like it. Good goal.
Yeah.
You could do that by the time you're 16. Then what? Then the rest of your life, you're wandering around like, I've done it.
And then she's like, the rest of my life, I get free blizzards.
Yeah.
Think of that.
You ever had ice cream for free? There's only one thing in the world that's better than ice cream.
And that's free ice cream.
And that's free ice cream.
And you know what would be better? Two free ice creams. It's like your whole personality ice cream. It's like the cat guy. His whole personality's got a cat in his shirt scratching the shit out of his chest.
You know, like when people, you know, it gets quiet in a room.
Yeah.
And somebody will be like, oh, so what are you up to?
Right.
I feel like that person would be like, who's ever had a cookie cream blizzard with extra peanut? You know what I mean?
So anyway, I'm like a man without a country right now. I wake up, I go into Braden's room, ask him what he's doing, linger just a little too long, sit on his bed, watch him work, take a meeting with him. Everyone's like, who's that guy in the back? And like, that's this guy I live with. And I go like, the camera, just kidding. I don't do that. But I do linger in your room, and then I go back to my room, and then I do some work, and then I do some not work. The worst part of all is I went back to my parents' house for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is when you're back, it does feel like you're back to childhood because you remember all the things that you kind of have forgotten about your parents, both good and bad. Mm-hmm. Like one thing, I just want to get this out of the way right now. There's something like, I'm a Nighthawk. You know this.
Yeah.
I'm Nighthawk. You're morning pterodactyl. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm staying up late at night, and you know when you go to the bathroom late at night, it's just dead quiet. You can hear like a pin drop.
Yeah.
You usually try to stifle whatever activity you do in the bathroom. Not my house. My dad goes in there and he like drops like bombs at like 3 o'clock in the morning. You're like, bah! Like in the toilet, there's like foghorn, leghorn going on in there. But then this guy, like, I can't understand. Like, he'll stifle a sneeze and then shit with the door open. It's like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there's no line. There's no, what's the word?
Like, this is literally how he sneezes because he doesn't want to be rude. But like, you know?
It's like internalizing. His whole body's like shutting down as he's sneezing.
Yeah. And then at the flip side of that coin, you take sticky dumps with the door open and like blast at full volume at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He's laughing at his own farts.
Yes. And then you flush the toilet and then slam down the toilet seat. Oh. And then like the whole nine, now the whole house is up. And the reason I brought that up is because I'm up late the other day and I'm watching some movies, right?
Yeah.
And at one point, I was watching a movie about the Doors, like the rock band, Your Namesake, Brayton James, Jim Morrison, and Solberg. And I'm watching this movie. Then my dad's like, oh, you'll like this. So I'm going to go to bed, though. I'm like, okay, I'm watching it or whatever. And I just got caught. You ever do something that's so lame, you would rather be caught doing almost anything else? So Jim Morrison's on the screen. He's on the stage, and he's having like a drug-fueled, like, hallucinogenic spiritual awakening, as he calls it, right?
Yeah.
And he's rolling his head around. You know how they do like those psych rock guys where they go like meow, meow, with the guitar and they're going crazy. He wasn't a guitar player, but he's singing, right?
Yeah.
And his whole body's just rolling around. And then I was standing in front of the TV like a kid, like 5 feet away from it, because that's how I watch TV when no one's around.
Yeah.
I'm standing right in front of it.
Yeah.
And then I was pretending like I was playing the guitar and I was like rolling my head around like Jim Morrison. And you know how you could just feel someone's behind you.
Yeah.
I turn around. My mom's peeking her head around the corner. I look at the clock. It's like 3:33 in the morning. And she goes, good night, ball hat. And I had to be like, no, I was just pretending. I was one. Jim Morrison. He's got a crowd. He's on TV. I thought I was just, it's good night, mom.
You know what the worst part of that whole thing is?
What?
Is that now that one little moment that she saw invokes so much more questions about
in her mind
about what you do here.
I know. It's like, is this guy his role model? Is he also on LSD? Does he want to be a guitar player? What is he not telling me?
Does he do Zumba? Is he good at Zumba? Could he teach me Zumba?
Because I was kind of blocking the screen too, so maybe to her it just looked like I was just rolling
my head. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And I was part of The Exorcist, just rolling my neck around.
Look like you sauced in a fucking Jillian Michaels CD and you're getting after it.
Yeah, so it's just horrific, right?
Yeah.
So I watched that, and this is like pretty fucked up, actually. But I watched this movie called The Squid and the Whale, which is about a couple getting a divorce, right?
Is it a gay couple?
No.
Oh, okay. I just saw the preview of it, and I saw there was two guys. I just assumed.
No, that's the guy and his kid. Oh. But still, it's just a seemingly wholesome story about a man and his wife and them breaking up. and how the kids have to deal with it. There's a million movies like that, right? It looked like a wholesome movie. It looked like something I could watch midday.
Yeah.
So I'm watching classic shit. There's one scene when the mom says to the dad, "You're a fucking asshole." And he goes, "Oh, really? Well, you're a bitch." And then the kids down there like, they hate each other. We hate each other too. We're all the same. So then that stuff's going on. And it's kind of typical. And there's one point where it even shocked me. I don't know why the fuck they put this in the movie. It had nothing to it. But the kid is walking around with like something in his hand. And then he's wiping it on lockers in the school. And I was like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Even I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And then they're like, there's one scene when they take the kid to the guidance counselor and they're like, one sign of repressed stress is excessive childhood masturbation. And this kid has been in the library and Hank, the janitor, has found tracings of what seems to be your kid. And then my mom's going, what the fuck are you watching? Yeah. And I was like, it said it was PG-13.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be wholesome. And it added nothing to the movie. It was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen on tape.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is this? Noah Baumbach wrote it. The same guy who wrote Marriage Story.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, what? And also the Merowitz stories, like these like indie movies.
Yeah.
This kid is doing some crazy sex crime stuff. He's only 11 years old.
Jesus Christ.
And so my mom went from the night before, I'm pretending I'm Jim Morrison. The next day, I watched some creepy movie about some kid who can't.
Next time you go back home, she's reading like parenting books.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to see my mom like Googling like signs your son is a psychotic monster.
You know what? I haven't watched the show in a while, but I just picked it up again.
What?
And it's the same thing. Whereas, like, I'm happy that you weren't home for a while.
Yeah.
Because if anybody walks into you watching Big Mouth,
it's a
fucking disaster. Like, I could never imagine being like a teenager watching that in a household. Like, that's like kind of like not conservative, but like,
you know
what I mean? Like old fashioned.
Yeah. Traditional.
Traditional.
Yeah.
Don't watch like the swearing and the cussing.
Because isn't it a cartoon that like fuck each other?
Literally. Yeah. Like every single thing is like dick driven. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. They say weird shit. Like you walk in the room and you'd be like, I want a splooge on you. Like, oh, whoa. But it's not like, it sounds like you're watching porn.
I know.
With weird voices, you know?
It's the oldest joke in the world, but it really, nobody ever comes in at the regular time.
No.
It's always the most fucked up time in the movie to walk in.
Like, you walked in just, for the first time ever, you walked in just after the weirdest time you could have when you came home. Like, and I put on Big Mouth. Because it was like this Christmas episode.
Yeah.
And it was like, the Christmas episode has like, they started off by saying like you're going to see Santa's cock at the start of the episode. Go forward to the episode, and I guess like it's two of the elves walking to like Santa Claus fucking Miss Claus. And then it starts this orgy in like the workshop.
Oh my God.
And so there's like a bunch of fucking elves fucking. And it's like almost as weird as the end of Sausage Party.
Yeah.
Like it's like walking to that, but it's like elves. So it's even weirder.
Yeah. You know what's funny is my mom went to see Sausage Party with all her sisters because they remember the cast for that when they were advertising it? They're like, Seth Rogen, James Franco.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah's probably in there somehow. Everybody and their dogs in there. And imagine all my mom and her sisters that are all in their 60s watching this, and then it ends with sausage banging hot dog buns.
Yeah, it's literally a sausage.
That was a long walk to the parking lot where they just, geez, that was just inappropriate. And frankly,
I
thought it was impossible.
I also saw that movie with all my brothers. It was like weird, but not as weird as
that. Not weird as weird as that.
60-year-old ladies fucking.
But then also, you've been watching the Nacho Libre.
Oh, dude, I made a whole day out of watching Nacho Libre because I haven't seen the movie in forever.
Right.
But I love the movie. Like, yeah. I used to watch it all the time when I could, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was always on Much Music or whatever. And then what I didn't know is that, fun fact, Nacho Libre is a Nickelodeon movie.
Oh, my God.
Did not expect that at all.
Oh, no one did.
Some of the most fucking hilarious quotes come from that movie. I'd literally watch it. I'd watch it once a week.
Give me your best quote. Your favorite Nacho Libre quote.
Do you want to hear a song?
I'll hear a song.
I wrote a song.
Oh, you did?
Yes. It goes, let me hear it. Okay. It's called an Encarnacion.
Oh, here we go.
When the fantasy has ended and all the
The children.
Children are gone. Something deep inside me gives me the strength to carry on. I ate some bugs. I ate some grass. I use my hand to wipe my tears. To kiss her mouth.
That's the best part.
To kiss her mouth. I break my vows. Oh, no.
Way, Jose.
Unless you want to. Then we break our vows together. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Incarnacion.
And I feel like when you were a kid, you first saw that movie, did you think that this is where your dad got all of his comedic timing, grace, and skill?
I think so. I honestly think it is my dad, but also it's my dad and his. He Nacho Libre, Jack Black in that movie looks exactly like my dad's old, like, high school best friend.
Right.
And they both talk like that. Like, my dad and his best friend both talk like fucking Nacho Libre.
Right.
Like, that scene that reminds me of my dad so much is when he fucking climbs, he climbs the cliff to get the eagle egg.
Right.
And he breaks it open and he starts eating it. But before that, when he's in the boat and he's talking to the guy who, like, is obviously, like, scamming him, he goes, "So if I climb the mountain and I get to the top, I break open the eagle egg and I eat it, I'll have eagle powers." something about that just fucking screams my dad. But that movie, fuck, I love it so much. I honestly thought it was so funny. It blew my mind that it was Nickelodeon.
Made by Nickelodeon.
But what was funny was,
the same people who made Victorious.
For anybody who's looking for a chill day in, I planned a date around Nacho Libre, which should have gone wrong, but it went right in so many ways.
Oh, wow.
We played fucking party games. We made a list of things that you had to drink for. So if they said Ramses, you had to drink.
Oh, nice.
If they...
Did you make a dish called Nacho Libre?
No, we said sushi.
Oh, well, next time.
Shouldn't have Mexican.
I'm just throwing that out there. There's an idea for you.
We played like the hat game where you put the hat on the TV. So anybody gets their head in it, then you have to drink.
Oh, wow.
What else did we do? Anytime he eats or drinks. There's a couple other ones, too.
So you guys are hammered.
Anytime he says orphans.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one. That's one that you fucked up. That's another one of my favorite parts. When he goes, "I hate all the orphans in the world."
It's so stupid, but it just works somehow.
No.
But we're talking about, so anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
We're out of the school. We're watching movies. I watched a movie about The Doors. Then I watched a twisted movie about divorce. Came out of nowhere, left field. Mom thinks I'm crazy now. Brian's playing drinking games with Nacho Libre. We've all reverted back to childhood. Because when you're a kid, when I was a kid, all the way down to 5 years old, you know, Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
I used to sit literally like a foot away from the TV. And you know how Dora says, like, "Where is backpack? Say backpack." And I go, "Backpack." And she'd be like, "Say it louder." And I go, like, "Backpack." And just lose my mind.
Yeah.
And then my mom would be like, "Hey, can you keep it down in there? What are you doing?" And I'd be like, "Dora's telling me to."
Yeah.
"What do you want from me?" I obey authority. Dora's my explorer. Yeah. I follow her.
She is
help
my
her out. She asked me fucking six times to help her out. I'm going to help her out.
And she gave me 30-second pauses so I can figure it out.
You guys raised me that way, so thank you very much. So it went from that, embarrassing myself that way. Now I'm pretending I'm Jim Morrison and watching a movie about divorce. It's horrible.
And then I'm pretending I'm Jack Black and cooking dinner with my shirt off.
So we were going to say that fucking asshole who goes to college campuses, I think it's Steven Crowder. I think that's his name. The guy, you've all seen him, where he sets up a little stupid booth and then he writes a question on the booth that says, like, "What do you think of open market capitalism?" or some shit like that, right? And then he sets it up on college campuses, always, it seems, somehow in September, just so the students are still dumb from the summertime.
Yeah.
And then he starts calling people out, like this kid's walking with a Jamba Juice. He goes, "Hey, what do you think of capitalism?" And then the kid goes, "I don't know. I don't really know anything about that." He goes, "Well, let me tell you." And then he has all his papers spread out. He goes, "Oh, you know, it all started in the Industrial Revolution a long, long time ago." And the kid's like, "All right, sounds all right to me." And he wants to fight, right?
Yeah.
Then he picks another. Excuse me. He picks another kid. And the kid goes, "Well, I actually think that communism is superior." And he goes, "Well, here's where you're wrong." He's like flipping through his papers like a nerd, you know? Yeah. And Ryu at the best point of, like, all he does is he just picks people who aren't ready for a fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be like...
he picks people who are about 5 minutes late.
For a class.
For a class because they fucking went to get a burrito and got stuck in line.
I just picture that guy. Guy's walking with like a burrito Splendido in his hand. He just slaps it out of his hand. Get over here, asshole.
Yeah. We're talking about communism.
We're talking about communism. We're talking about abortion. You're talking about it now, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost weirder than if a guy walked up to you and just slapped you in the face and said, defend your honor, you little bitch. Come on, put him up.
Yeah.
Put him up. Let's fucking go right now.
Yeah.
But except... It's so annoying how, like, I hate a person. I'm so worked up here. I hate him so much. I hate somebody who just likes to make people look bad and pawn it off as smart.
Yeah.
It's the same as, another example here. It'd be the same as if, and then he goes, what?
Yeah.
I just want to talk.
Yeah.
This is civil discourse.
And it's always some bullshit, like, how are we supposed to reach a resolution?
Yeah.
How are we supposed to reach a resolution if both sides aren't going to come together to create a dialogue? And you're like, yeah. Okay,
and,
dude.
And magically, reaching a resolution always equals whatever he thought at first.
Also, we're not solving fucking racism.
We're not solving racism in a Jamba Juice. Yeah. We're not doing that.
No. Also, when I'm 5 minutes late to class.
Oh, my God. He's just the worst guy.
Let me pull the cure to racism out of my ass.
Yeah, right here. Right here. You want it, Steven? Right here. Pull it out of my ass. And I actually had it all along. The reason I didn't unleash it is because I'm taking a course in anthropology right now.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to diarrhea the cure to the world on your desk with papers. I don't know why he went for diarrhea joke. But anyway, I don't know where I was going there. But anyway, that guy is just the worst guy. And I was saying to you before we started recording, it would be like if LeBron James was dribbling a basketball in just a random public basketball court, and he went, "Hey, come play me in a game." And he'd be like, "No." And he'd be like, "Why not?" He's like, "Because you're LeBron James, and you practice very hard at this one specific game, you know?"
Yeah.
And they'd be like, "Well, all I want to do is play. How you gonna know you can't beat me until you come and try?" It's like, because I know I'm not gonna beat you. Because you're ready.
Or if it's like somebody walking up to us and being like, "Hey, we wanna have a Mexican standoff."
Yeah.
But that person's like trained in armed fucking ammunition.
Yeah.
They're trained for the fucking guns, but I've never touched a gun in my life.
Yeah.
And this guy wants to have a Wild West shootout. Clearly, you're gonna win.
Exactly.
I don't even know how to fucking unlock the safety.
Yeah,
exactly. Nor do I care to.
Nor do I care to. So anyway, we just ought to give a quick fuck you to that guy.
Also, that's funny too.
And all guys like that guy.
I was on a TikTok binge for a while.
Nice.
Of this account that goes to college campuses just like this fucking Steven Crowder guy.
Yeah.
But instead of being like fucking an asshole, they like set up a booth.
Right.
And then they get people to come and they do this quiz. And it's like, they ask deep questions on three different levels. Mm-hmm. They try to get deep with these people, right? In a 5-minute conversation with randos in the middle of a college campus. So it starts off like, the first one's like, tell me something you're grateful for. That's at the first level, right? So then somebody says, and then the next one would be like, what's something that your mother said, warned you about, that you didn't listen to, that she was right about?
Jesus.
And then you would go into it, and then the next one would be like, what's your deepest, darkest secret?
Yeah.
And then there's like a bonus round where you ask them a question, or you have to call somebody and tell them that like you love them randomly.
Oh my God.
It's like pretty interesting, but I think like it actually is a really interesting concept because like what do people say, right? And so it's half and half though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Half of it is like super deep things, right? So it'd be like, one of the questions would be like, what's your motivation in life? And so people would be like, my motivation is to be the kindest person I can be, you know? And it's like, oh, that's very inspirational. And then the other half is like, what's your most embarrassing moment of your life? And this one guy's going like, oh, I was fucking this chick and I thought I was going to come, but I accidentally pissed on her fucking... It's like, oh, God, you know? That's literally word for word what the guy was saying on this...
And he just said that to a random stranger?
Yeah.
Oh my
He's like,
God.
I've never told anybody this before, but
I'm going to tell you.
But I'm going to tell
guy
you.
Guy with a microphone?
Guy with a microphone who probably doesn't have a lot of followers. Meanwhile, they have millions of followers.
Oh,
you know?
My God. No, that was the same thing. You and I were laughing. We're kind of going off the grid here, but... The Jason Derulo thing, when he was just walking through the ball and somebody called the musher and he lost his whole mind.
He literally he attacked the person. Like a fucking puma in the wild.
I was saying to you, it looked like the setting of that whole altercation was a mall. I was like, why is Jason Derulo... There's so many questions. Like, why is he walking through a mall?
Yeah.
Why is Jason Derulo walking through the mall going like, hey, sport check. Do you want to get Orange Julius later? You know, yeah. Just so weird. What was he doing there?
The funniest thing was the insult too. It was like, "Hey, Usher, fuck you." And yeah. That just sent him. Like, yeah. What clicked in his mind? He's like, "I'm not Usher."
Yeah, he freaked out. He went like Charizard mode.
Yeah.
Final Evolution. I think Charizard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's just completely freaking out. And you know when you have either a verbal or physical altercation, whenever you're driving home, you always think of things you wish you would have said to the person. Yeah. I just pictured Jason Derulo going, "I'll show you the voice, motherfucker. I will never turn my chair for you, fucking Usher my ass. I never once was on that bullshit show." You know, just stuff like that.
Usher's a multi-Grammy nominated artist. Yeah, I'd love to be Usher.
Yeah.
Like saying weird.
Yeah, he's like, say that thing. I should fucking compliment you, idiot.
Yeah. But I wonder, like, what the beef is with Usher. Like, why does he hate the name so much?
I don't know.
It's like if somebody walked up to you. If somebody walked up to you and was like, "Hey, fuck you, John Stamos."
Yeah, and I'd be like...
Or Mario Lopez.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just keep going. Something... I don't know what happened to this guy before he came to the mall for some reason for a little retail therapy.
Maybe, like, here's what I think happened. Here's my guess. He has a kid, right?
Okay.
And I think he's been, like, trying to, like... be like a real parent as like, because you know superstar parents usually have like nannies and shit.
Yeah, sure.
He's probably trying to be like a real parent, like pushing him over the edge because he's not used to having like any conflict in his life.
Yeah.
And I've heard he's a douche before.
Yeah.
From multiple sources. Not like personal sources, just online.
Yeah. Your friends have told you.
Yeah, my friends. My friends in fucking TMZ.
Yeah.
But I bet you he just like snapped because he had like 1 hour less of sleep, you know? Because his baby was crying and he had to call the nanny to come fix it.
I haven't worked out in 3 days. I can see my abs deteriorating before my eyes. You're gonna call me Usher in the mall?
Yeah. Have you ever seen those videos where like every single time he reaches a new like 10 million a new 10 if, every single time he reaches a new million, he makes like a sweet treat?
A new million what?
Followers.
Oh, okay.
On TikTok.
Right.
He makes like a sweet treat.
It'd be a cooler flex if he made another $1 million. He'd be like, "Another sweet treat's coming your way." Yeah. Made $5 million today, so look out. I got 5 new candies dropping at midnight.
So he'll make like a fucking supercharged candy burrito with cotton candy as like the fucking thing. I always think like, this guy doesn't eat this.
No.
He probably takes one bite of it for the video, like spits it out and like, you know?
Yeah.
There's no way he eats all these fucking sweet treats.
Yeah, I didn't know you're such a Derulo fan.
I'm not. He's just on my feed all the time.
Oh, my God.
Dominating TikTok for some
reason. He's riding solo all the way through your Instagram feed.
Nice. That was good.
Thank you.
That was good. Yeah, what'd you say?
That was a good one, too. So, this is the same guy. I remember, wasn't he in the Hype House dancing with kids at one point?
No, like, yeah,
what the fuck
know.
Is wrong with this guy? Anyway, we just want to get that in there quickly. You were saying, because you and I were apart for a little while.
Yeah.
At one point, you want a cooking extravaganza because we got this new oven now.
We did. We can actually cook food now. So give a round of applause for us.
Yeah, so we're rich.
We're basically rich. We have an oven that has numbers on it now.
I was saying before, our oven was like, it was literally like cooking on an open campfire flame.
Yeah.
Because you turn on the element and we'd both be waving our hand over going, "It's getting hotter. It's getting hotter," you know? And then when you turn it down, like, because sometimes you start off with the sear, then you turn it down a little bit, let it marinate. But with us, it's like you turn it up, wait for the flame to get hot, and then when you turn it down, it's like, okay, take it off.
Yeah.
Okay, it seems like it's, put your hand over this. Is it hotter?
Is it cooking blind? That's what
I
feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to be like, is this on? I can't tell if this is on.
Yeah,
like, exactly. It's never a thing that you should say.
But anyway, you went on this whole thing.
Yeah, so we haven't been really able to cook, and I've been eating a lot of takeout food.
Yeah.
And it's been fucking putting on some pounds for me.
Right. Now they're coming right back off.
So now we have a bunch of shit in the freezer. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll cook salmon. I'll cook myself a salmon dinner in the new oven.
Yeah.
And I watched fucking Nacho Libre the night before. So what did I do? Took off my shirt. Got nice and, got nice and sweaty in the kitchen.
There we go.
Started cooking. And there's something so weird about cooking with the shirt off. It's like you feel good about yourself, but from anybody else's perspective, you look like shit.
Yeah.
Unless you're a fucking rip to the bone.
Also a creep.
Yeah. Not really. You're in your own house.
I mean, if you walked in and I was cooking in my kitchen for some reason, wouldn't you kind of be like, why are you cooking in your kitchen?
I just assumed that you had a fucking long day of video games and movies. I don't
long
know.
Long day at video games.
You ever made a fucking egg scramble with your kitchen on when you were a kid? Did you never do that?
I didn't call it an egg scramble.
Whatever.
Mom, try to make an egg scramble.
But you ever cook anything?
I've scrambled eggs.
You ever make yourself a
dude, cookie? You ever egg the scramble before?
I feel like your family never have. I was like without clothes.
Well, no, because we were not street people.
But like, you go, you wake up, you're without
clothes. You've never been without shoes, you fucking rich bitch.
No, I'm talking like
never been without your clothes. Fucking
vector cereal.
You and your fucking t-shirts, get out of here. You fancy guy.
No, I'm talking like
cooks with a shirt on.
You're a kid, and
fucking
you get up
bourgeoisie.
In the morning, you fuck off. You're a kid, and you get up early in the morning, and you're having a bowl of cereal. You put a fucking your PJs on, or you just go fucking get forward. You've never done that.
Never done what?
Yes or no?
I still think we're on the egg scrambler.
You ever, when you're a kid, let's say you're like, not even kid, anywhere from fucking 8 till, I don't know, 14. I'd still do it now if I lived at my dad's.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, you know, you're hungry, so you go to the kitchen, you start cooking with nothing but a gitch on.
I never did that ever.
As a child. Well, okay, well, never mind then. No, what about a bowl of cereal? You ever make yourself a bowl of cereal on your gitch and then go in front of the fucking TV and watch Dora the Explorer?
No, I legitimately don't think I ever did that.
No, well, maybe it's just me then. Maybe I'm fucking bizarre. I don't know.
Wow.
So bizarre. What were we talking about anyways? Oh, cooking with my shirt off. Oh, yeah. It's one of those weird things because as a man now.
Yeah.
If you're by yourself, when you're by yourself like I was, you feel like awesome. You have music playing. You're fucking shaking your ass.
Yeah.
Tell me you feel like you're kind of ripped. But if anybody else walked into me right now, they'd see this fucking hairy chest guy fucking walking around throwing his weight around in the kitchen. And they'd be like, what the hell is this guy's problem?
It's weird because you were kind of saying at first that it reverted you back to childhood. But I've been cooking shirtless too at one point. Would you just give me a footsie for it?
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
What are you saying?
I was saying you went back to childhood and then you footsied me.
Yeah.
But so you went back to childhood. When I did that, I cooked a bacon, some kind of bacon sandwich or something for myself in the morning here at the apartment when you weren't here. And I had no shirt on too. And I'm cooking away. And I went to full dad mode. I'm playing dad music that I haven't heard since the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm grilling bacon going, born on the bayou.
These eyes
are crying. I'm doing that whole thing. And then I bacon grease. I burned myself because I got no shirt on. And I can't even blame anyone because it's my own stupidity.
There you go. If you would have cooked without a shirt.
I did have no shirt on. Oh. And I burned myself because
of
all my bare skin. I should have had my shirt on for protection, cooking up dangerous food. I got bacon grease, hot bacon. Gosh, shit. Now that I'm like pouring the bayou still on in the background. I ruined the whole thing.
I like how you had a southern accent there.
Ah, shit. I know, because I was in character.
I got back bacon grease on my...
Baby back bacon.
Baby back bacon grease on my stomach. Oh, well, we're nearing the end of the episode, and I feel like we should end it off with a little quabang. And I'll tell a story. That happened to me recently.
Okay.
We've been stuck in isolation,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was hungry. So after I got out of my isolation, I went to Subway. When I went to Subway, I walked in. I noticed the Subway guy's working away. He says, 1 minute, sir. I go, okay. And then I hear this faint voice in the back of my head. I'm like, is this my subconscious talking to me?
Yeah.
No. I look to my left, and there's this girl. You know how there's like the windowsill? She's laying on the windowsill like it's a fucking lazy boy lounger.
Right.
Just sprawled out in the middle of a fucking Subway. She's got her phone one place. She's got her little bit of food here. She's got all the shit just spread around.
Yeah, it's like her own personal apartment.
Literally. And you could tell this Subway guy, he's just fucking fed up. He looks at me and he's like, what do you... He looked at me and he's like, what do you want? And I was like, I'll get a... foot long, whatever, cold cutter, steak of cheese or whatever. He takes the bread, he fucking slams it on the table. I'm like, holy shit, this guy's pissed, you know? No, nothing says I'm mad more than slamming bread on a table.
No, he's about to be his own Jason Derulo moment.
Exactly. And this girl's blabbing on the phone, and she's, at first I wasn't listening.
Right. Right.
But then after a while, you hear this interesting conversation. Your ears perk up.
Yeah.
You know, you're like a little Dalmatian.
I picture her not on a cell phone, but since it's her own apartment, she has like a cordless rotary phone that she plugged in somewhere. It's like
Babysitter's Club, your legs are swinging in the back.
Yeah.
No, she's got like this flip phone, right? She's talking on this flip phone. And she's like, No. Well, just tell him it'll be fine. Tell him I'll come, I'll stay 1-2 weeks max. I thought she was going to say days, because normally if you're asking somebody to stay at their house, which I'm assuming is that's what she's doing, you ask for a couple days. Not 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
2-3 weeks tops. No. Tell him he'll be fine. Tell him I won't do that. Tell him I won't ever do it again.
Yeah.
Tell him I... Pro- I tell him I won't ever do it again. Yeah. I promise. And now she's saying this clearly. She's doing something. She did something fucked up. She's looking at me. She's like, do it again.
I'm going to do it again. I am going to do it again. Yeah. She's nodding. I'll totally do it again.
I wonder on the other side of that phone call what it was. She's like, no, last time she shit on my floor or something.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
It'd be funny if like she gets there, there's like a chain around the refrigerator with like a big padlock yeah. on it, you know? The pool is like barricaded so she can't fall in it again or something. Last time you ate all our food and then you were so full, you sank to the bottom of our pool. You almost died.
They have to child-proof their entire home for fucking Teresa or whatever her name is.
They have like the little baby gate on top of the stairs. Yeah. She didn't fall down.
They have to lock all their doors at night. But yeah, she keeps blabbing on. She's like, yeah, no, tell him it'll be fine. Tell him I'm coming. Tell him I don't care what he thinks. No, tell him I'm coming. I'm on my way right now. I'm coming. Okay, I'll be there in a bit. Oh, you're joking. You make me laugh. All right, bye.
You make me laugh.
So it's one of those things where I was like, I bet you this girl was like, no, you can't come over. This girl just voluntold herself there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You make me laugh has never been said in the history of time as a serious thing. Nobody's ever been having a funny conversation with someone and go, you make me laugh.
Yeah.
It's only in movies when an evil guy comes in and the guy's begging for mercy and he goes, please, I have a kid. And he goes, you make me laugh. And then he goes to his henchman and the henchman goes and like cuts his pinky off for some reason.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
This girl was giving me the fucking Godfather look to my sandwich. She was trying to, you could tell she was trying to murk a bite, you know?
Yeah. When I was, the last time I was in that Subway, there's like the pop machine there. This guy came with his own cup. And then he just starts filling up like multiple cups he brought in off the street of Pepsi. The guy goes, hey, you have to pay for that. He goes, fuck you. And he walked out. The guy just looked at me and he shrugged his shoulders.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't know why that was ever a good business deal. It was to put a fucking a Coke machine anywhere else besides behind the counter.
I know. It's unbelievable. And they put that Subway in the middle of a Coke machine outside, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, the drifters. Catch your drifters.
Catch the drifters. They are the Coke machine.
And the drifters.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
They're the drifters.
Fucking bizarre.
Fucking bizarre. They fostered the people out there. I just threw that one up right over my ass.
That was good.
Okay, so how much time? What are we out here? 56 minutes. You guys, you're a great crowd.
Hey, some exciting shit. This week, after you listen to this episode, you know what you got to do?
What do you got to do?
You got to go and listen to the Real Debaters episode.
Oh, I said funny. Funny episode. Great time. Great hosts. Great studio. Great,
you'll see more posts about that on our social media. We'll make sure we make it clear where you got to go to find that link. And it's like another bonus episode of the pod.
Yeah.
With more guests. And who knows? Maybe that's something in the future. We'll see.
Exactly.
So until season 4, we want to say thank you for all of your dedication to listening to us bullshit to you over the years almost that we've been doing this.
Exactly. It's been a great time. I think that you guys have all had a great time. I want to throw this out there. Our core fans, they're with us to the end.
They are.
They never leave. I feel like we got a core group that never leave. They're the greatest people in the world. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you back in season 4.
Some other beginnings and